Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Brian Sons, also known as Onyx. With me tonight, I have my co-host and partner in crime, Melissa. Say hi, Melissa.
Hello. Hi.
Well, as you guys know, last week Melissa wasn't able to be with us. She was pretty sick, and then she kind of jinxed me and gave me the same. The same crud, and I'm still getting over it right now. I actually had to go to the doctor today and get a shot in my butt to ox. But yeah, if you guys hear me sniffling and you know and all that, it's not to do with the subject matter context. I'm actually trying to get over this mess. So, Melissa, you missed a hell of a show last week, to be honest with you.
I know. I didn't even get to listen to it. I was so sick.
Well, I'm sure we can.
Wanted to say nothing but sleep.
I'm sure we might be able to find it in the archives or something. But I had I was on two previous shows. I mentioned this to you, but I'll go ahead and repeat it for the listeners. I was on two previous shows, Terrify Radio, and then Casper's radio show on Sunday nights. He's the actual owner of our network here. And Mike Woolley was on there, and those who listen, you already know the story, but Mike Woolley had a very interesting Bigfoot encounter, and so much so that this producer, Debbie McMartin, got in touch with him, and they're actually making a movie about it. It's due to come out between now and I think the start of summer is called Skooma, The Hunt for Bigfoot. I befriended these people, Mike and Debbie, through these other shows, and then they were on my show Thursday. And, you know, we got to talk, and me and Mike hit it off really well. He's a great guy. He's kind of like us. He's kind of a country down home, you know, hunter. So we got to talking and everything, and then what you guys don't know is after the show, Debbie and I continued to – I called her, and we continued to talk for about 2 hours, and there's some good things coming from that. So, Mike, a couple days later, I got a package in the mail from him. He had sent me a big refrigerator magnet that is basically the poster of the movie, and he had signed it and everything. And Debbie said that I could have some kind of part in the sequel. But needless to say, these guys were really, really great. And I really enjoyed having them, and I look forward to the collaborations that we're going to have with them in the future. That being said, I really wish you could have been here, because we were also talking about his story, and then we were talking about when you and I were out there, Melissa.
Yeah.
And when we heard that roar, and still to this day, I mean, we shared an experience there that not many people ever had in their life. And still to this day, I mean, that sound still there, locked away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear it again. You know, I told Mike that too. I said, as frightening as it was in that moment, more so for you, Melissa. But as frightening as it was in that moment, I want to hear it again, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
For me, the fear level for me didn't come about until we actually made it to the deer stand. And I'm sitting there, and we kept hearing what sounded like footfalls around us, and I'm like, this thing could be anywhere around us coming up. And of course, I was on the outside of the deer stand, and my feet were dangling. I just, in my head, imagined something grabbing my leg and yanking me down. But, you know, looking back at it, yeah, and you know, I've talked about this before. We've discussed this before. Looking back at it, I don't really feel like I feel like, and I told Mike this too. I said I felt more like it was a warning. You know, kind of like we surprised this thing more so than something wanting to attack us. It was more
like it was the warning too. It was like we startled it.
Right, right. And then, of course, remember the next time we went back to that area during daylight and we found that tree.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we don't know. It could have been looking out over that field watching deer, or it could have been actually what made the holes in that tree.
Yeah.
But, you know, I watched last night, Melissa, and I wanted to call you, but I figured you're probably already in bed. But I watched last night the Les Stroud, the Bigfoot special. Part two,
mm-hmm.
Survivor Man, and they were in an area, and they were. And if you remember right, you and I walked out there during the day. That's when we got lost and come across the pond. But before we got to the pond, we came to that hardwood area where all those tree breaks were, and you pointed something out to me about the one tree that was missing the bark, and the bark was nowhere on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And what was very interesting is last night on that show, on Survivor Man show, I saw the same type of trees with the same exact patterns and things on them. Also, the breaks, you know, I've been doing a lot of research since all that happened, and
mm-hmm.
and the way those trees are broke, you know, about 6-7 foot up,
mm-hmm.
it's significant the angle at which the break is. In other words, it means something, like it's pointing a direction, either, hey, this is my area, or hey, that's my area, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I know it's starting to warm up, and it's going to be harder for us to get out there, because I've already seen poison ivy growing, and then we have to worry about snakes, but we won't be able to get out exactly to that area unless we have, I don't want to go out there unless we have snake boots, you know. But we can still walk that trail where we heard the roar from. And definitely itching to get back out there. Okay, well, that's enough of the recap, and you guys don't want to hear all that. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. You guys want to talk to Mary Barrett. She's on our team. She's a psychic medium. She's been on the show before, and Melissa, you weren't co-hosting with me at the time, but you called in.
Yeah.
And with talking to me, you know, I mean, that show was great. I mean, I've had people, Melissa was one of the callers. She got a reading done. Mary was pretty spot on with you, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I've had people contact me after the fact saying, holy crap, man, this lady was dead on target. You know, so that's why she's a part of the team. She knows about me that no one else ever knew. And she's a great friend. We've become really close friends, love her to death, and we're going to get her on the air right now. Melissa, is there anything that you were wanting to throw out?
No, not really.
And you jinxed me so bad. I owe you. You jinxed me with this cold. But, all right, we're going to go ahead and...
Hey,
I'm
still fighting it, and everybody in my house has it. So,
that's the same for me. I mean, it's me and my girlfriend's daughter, and then my daughter, Hayden, have it. Me and Hayden went Monday to this one clinic, and they gave us some medicine that I knew wasn't going to do the job.
Yeah.
And it just got to feeling so bad. And then, you know, last night I had a breakthrough and was finally able to breathe out my nose a little bit again. And today... I went to a different doctor, my regular family doctor, and TK had, my girlfriend's daughter had a cough too, so I brought her along, and yeah, he gave us some good medicine and gave me a shot in the buttocks, but yeah,
mm-hmm.
Now everything seems to be draining, and so I guess it's better than being stopped up, and I mean, it was so bad that I would bend my head over and my teeth would hurt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've had sinus infection before down on the beach in Florida from red tide, and I knew exactly what it was and what it felt like. But anyway, enough about that. I don't mean it. I'm not trying to gross out our listeners. We're going to go ahead and bring Mary on air. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, hon. Welcome
hey,
back.
Melissa.
Hey, how are you?
Good, and you guys better keep that crap over there and not in Tennessee.
I'm telling you.
You pass it off to me, Brian, and you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Has everything started pollinating over there?
Oh, yeah, I have bad allergies. You're probably going to hear me coughing during the thing, but yeah, during the show. It's terrible over here. We've been sick now, really sick with it. About 3-4 days already. It's bad.
And that's what it is here. It's the pollen getting to everybody.
Yeah.
I'm like you. I have really bad allergies.
In Tennessee, I noticed that it's almost year-round, about 9 months up here, that there's something that we're all allergic to because we all yell about allergies all the time.
Yep.
It's Melissa's fault. She ruined me. That's how she says ruin. She said ruin. So I picked on her about it. It's funny.
Melissa, where did you say you were from again?
I'm from here in Mississippi.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
I get New Orleans with you. I don't know why.
I don't know.
Now, I'm from Louisiana.
I don't know either.
I'm from down in Louisiana, so might be getting that.
Yeah, I could be. So I'm just hearing New Orleans.
Yeah, Brian's a little Cajun coon ass.
Hey, I got a question for you, too. Are you guys going to Havana, Illinois in May?
Do what now?
I wish, but no.
if you were going to Havana, Illinois, because they're going to have a Paranormal Unity paranormal up there.
That's the one I was asking
or
you Paracon,
about.
That's the one you were talking to me about, Melissa?
I think so. It was the one that
no,
was
I mean, I wish we could. You know, we're...
Yeah.
Well, you know, Mary, we're kind of just starting off, getting things kicked off. But in time, we hope to be able to, you know, go to all these other locations. And I'm hoping, and Melissa, I know I hadn't had a chance to really talk to you about this yet, but I'm hoping, and Mary, this is up your alley, too. I'm hoping to try to make it and get us a booth at the Wizard World Comic Con in Nashville in September.
Yeah, you were saying that.
And since you live
it's
right
only
there,
2 hours from me.
Yeah, since you live, well, I mean, we're pretty much. I mean, we're what 3 hours from you, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, about 2.5, I think. If that.
Yeah, I think we figured it out one time, but I figure, you know, since we can all kind of converge there, you know, and I can make it happen, and we could all enjoy, you know, the Comic Con and have some fun. And get ourselves out there all at the same time. So, Mary, tell us a little bit.
Yeah.
I see your posts on Facebook. Go ahead and tell everyone a little bit about what you got going, because you got a lot of stuff going on. And go ahead and tell everyone, you know, what you and tell us what you've been up to, what you've got coming, what you've got going on.
Okay, well, my new book is out. After a year, everybody was bugging me. It's called Soothing Messages from Heaven. And that was just released. You can find it on my website, or you can find it Amazon, or anywhere over the web where there's a bookstore. Barnes & Noble's, Books A Millions, it's all online. And I've started meetup classes around my home that anybody wants to come to classes, they're welcome to. And it's learning, they're learning how to build up their own skills, what skills they have. I'm doing a, this lady who's in our group, I'm doing a past life regression on her. We've been working on her now for about 2 weeks. This is going to be the third week. And we found out some of her past lives. And that's just about it at this moment. I will be going to Havana May 17th for the Paracon out there. And I'm also ordering signed books. I'm going to be signing books for people who want books from me. I'm doing my Psychic Talk 2, and Soothing Messages from Heaven. So if anybody wants a copy and wants a signed copy, you got to hit me up tonight because I'm going to be ordering them tomorrow.
Right. I saw that post. Now, listen, guys. Also, at the same time, Mary is an actual member of our team. So, if you guys need to really get in touch with her, or whatever, you can also find her through our website as well. She's an admin on there. I know she'll see it. I know she'll hit you guys up if there's anything that you might have missed in what she said. She makes posts over on our Facebook page as well. It's Onyx Nights Paranormal on Facebook. If you haven't liked us yet, go like us, follow us. Feel free to, you know, post whatever you want on there. That's one thing about our page and our group is we don't prohibit anyone from posting whatever they want or trying to plug your own site or anything like that. We're all about everybody coming together and helping each other. So, you know, just feel free to go over there and give us a like, and if it helps you get more likes yourself, then that's what it's there for. So, Mary, we had you on. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we had you on previously, and you know, you did some readings for some people, and I mean, I got messages from these people for weeks afterwards. About how you were dead on. They didn't get it at the time, but a couple of days later, things started coming, you know, coming through for them in ways that you had mentioned. And I just had a lot of people contact me. When's Mary going to be back on? When's Mary going to be back on? And you know, you and I had talked about it. I do like to kind of break things up a little bit, even though I had a 3-week Sasquatch thing. I do like to try to break things up, so we got you back on now. Are you picking anything up regarding Melissa or myself?
Just your sickness. That's all I'm thinking about here. You've ever
seen this
God. There.
Thanks a
now,
lot.
Actually, I'm not, but I've got to tell you something,
which,
Brian.
Hold up.
About your
Let me ask you a question. Which sickness are you referring to? Because it could be one of many, honey.
Well, you know, we still have to finish our conversation here. We have a debate going on in Facebook. Anyway, you were at Parsons Clinic today. I saw that on Facebook, and I was at Parsons Dental Clinic today. But here in Tennessee, and you were in Mississippi.
Yeah.
This is funny.
Yeah, and
she
I
got this. This is the man. You don't get it.
What?
I'm just busting you, Brian. Actually, not right now. Not right now. I'm not picking you up, but as we go on, I probably will.
Now I have a question for you. You talked earlier about the past life regression stuff. How exactly does that work? Now, my one-year-old, I've thought about wanting a past life thing done on her.
I would wait until she's a little bit older. I do it with hypnosis.
Okay.
Now, your one-year-old,
how it did.
That one-year-old, boy or girl?
It's a girl.
Okay. Does she talk much yet?
Not a whole lot, not really. It's just, she's got like...
When she starts talking, you're going to hear a lot. Pay attention. And like now, have you ever noticed her like reaching for the ceiling and talking to the ceiling?
She'll kind of stare at it. Like, I mean, like, just like she's looking at something that's there, but, you know, you see nothing.
Well, I'm going to tell you, all kids are portals. And keep an eye on her. Keep an eye on what she's watching, like where she's watching and stuff, because I'm feeling there is a man around her that does play with her. I'm getting he has gray hair and glasses. I'm also getting there's a woman. She's kind of heavy set. I'm not going to really say she's not really heavy set, but she's not real thin either. And she has gray. She's telling me perm in her hair. They play with her.
Okay. But I've noticed, like, she's got some, I don't know, like, fears or whatever, you know, that she's a very strong personality. Watch out. And there's, like, just certain fears come through. And
right.
I don't know, I've wondered, you know, if there's past life stuff there.
Be careful. No. Oh, Band-Aid.
Well, I'll tell you, I really feel, and this is just my opinion, nobody else's, I feel that if you really want to know what a past life is, go under hypnosis and find out, because as they say, it comes from the horse's mouth, and that way you know it's true. But if you have somebody standing here and saying, oh, yeah, well, you were a princess in this life, you were a cowgirl in this life, you know, you don't want somebody else telling you what you were. You want to hear it from your own subconscious, what you are, because all the information is there. And being hypnotized, there's nothing to it. It's just like watching TV and you drown out everybody and you're so absorbed in the TV. That's where you are with hypnosis. And you can bring yourself out of it right away.
Well, let me ask you this other question about hypnosis, because I haven't had a lot of dealing with it, but when I was younger, I was interested in it a lot. And a friend of mine had told me that you have to be wary of it because you can actually kind of get trapped.
No.
Like in a past life or something. Is that true?
No. As a matter of fact, that subject came up because I did put somebody under, and she loved that past life so much, she didn't want to come back, but she pulled herself right out of it. She
See, that's,
said,
that would be me.
Know,
that would be me. I need a vacation. You know?
Well, she just loved her past life so much. She was very calm, and she really felt really good and comfortable, and everything was so peaceful that she didn't want to come back. And, you know, but she did. She pulled. You cannot stay there. You cannot get trapped there.
Okay. Because that was something that always made me real wary about it was, you know, I was always scared.
Well, let me
ask
you this, Melissa. Have you ever watched TV and drowned everybody out and forgot anybody was there, and then all of a sudden you're startled when somebody says a word?
Yes.
Oh, she did it to me last week. She did it to me all last week.
Well, this is all you do. That's all hypnosis is. Even my mother, she's like,
oh God,
well,
now
what
she's
are you
gonna
do
use
do
the excuse.
If somebody doesn't come out of it? That's not an option. That doesn't work like that. You
now
come out of it.
Now every time that I try to reach her and I can't reach her, she's gonna use the excuse, I was just hypnotized.
Well, let me ask you this question too. This kind of goes towards Brian. Can you use hypnosis to quit smoking?
Honey, go look on my website. Yes, because I sell hypnosis MP3s for everything that you dream of. And, Brian, you keep your mouth closed. But you can go up there.
How did you know? Oh, that's
you
right. You're psychic. Oh, my God. That's no fair. That's no fair. Melissa
anyway,
knows me well,
Melissa,
and you're psychic, so I'm being teamed up on.
Oh,
you can use hypnosis for almost everything.
Well,
Brian.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, what do you want to say?
How much are these MP3s for quitting smoking?
I think $21 and some cents tax included, and I put it over, I'll mail it to your email. I'm not exactly sure if that's the price, but I also know if you want to personalize, well, I say, Brian, stop your dang smoking, it costs you more.
Oh, if that's all, if that's all it is, I get that for free from Melissa.
Hey, it's more. People who have gotten my hypnosis tape, MP3s, they say that they're working. I've got some people in Memphis, some people in all over. But anyway, they're telling me that they've used it to quit smoking, they've used it to exercise, and they've used it to lose weight and all that.
No,
and
I'm
it's
joking.
Working really well.
I have no doubts that it works, you know. I don't know if it would work for me, but, you know.
Well, you don't
I'm
want to, Brian.
You
have to have a want there because you can't really force yourself to do something yourself doesn't want to do.
Oh, the want is there. That's not an issue. It's getting rid of all the stress that goes along with the want.
Well, yeah, but, you know, figure out something else. Put some bubble gum in your mouth.
It's a oral fixation. There, I said it.
Well, that's what I said. Put bubble gum in your mouth.
I'm being naughty, I guess. It's the meds. Hey, you gotta excuse me. It's the meds.
Melissa, what are we gonna do with him?
I don't know. I've been trying to figure that out for a while now.
Hey, I'm a lot of
fun. But anyway, yes. Hypnosis does work to answer your question.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to definitely, you know, all joking aside, I'm definitely going to be getting up with you about that, seriously.
Okay. I do want to say this, though. If somebody hypnotizes you to quit smoking, sometimes it'll work, but you also need a backup. So having a CD or DV or MP3 or whatever that you can listen to every night helps. Now, I can take you and I can hypnotize you.
Now,
I did it for some months and it worked.
I mean, how does that work for real? I mean, do you hypnotize them to think that a cigarette tastes like sweaty ass crack, or is it just more of a you don't want it?
No, it cuts off the cravings. You don't want it.
That's cool. See, I can see that as working because, to be honest with you, during this time that I was sick, you know, all this past week, I barely even wanted a cigarette, you know. So I can see where
it's... Sometimes you're psychologically dependent.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I can see where it's more of a mental thing than anything. And, you know, sometimes people just need that little extra urge and, you know, something to take the place.
Well, I'll tell you, my mom has it with her glasses. She has cataract taken off, and I wouldn't give her glasses back because they're not the right glasses for her. And she's like, I can't. I need my glasses. Well, we went to Walmart and bought her reading glasses. She didn't like those. She kept yelling for her other ones. And then finally the doctor gave her new glasses, and she's like, my glasses are better. And I'm like, yours are psychologically dependent on them. And a lot of people don't realize how dependent you become on anything.
Well, that's right. Because
I taught a class at a college once with addictions, and I taught it at my church. Take something that you really, really like your first cup of coffee, or if you drink soda, or if you eat pretzels, something that you really like, give it up for 1 week, and you'll see how addicted you are to that one thing. I even had a student go into McDonald's parking lot and look all around her to make sure none of us would see her go in there and get a hamburger and fries. And she told me she cheated. She said she relapsed, and she said, I know how an addict feels because I'm an addict. I'm addicted to fast food. And my daughter was in the class, and she was addicted to texting, and I told her that. And she went 1 week without texting, and she was ready to pull her hair out.
Well, I can see that because, I mean, you know, when you just those few moments when you lose your phone and you can't find it, you're kind of, crap, where's my phone? Yeah, I can see all that. And, you know, it's so weird. I don't drink. I don't do any kind of drugs or anything like that. You know, this is the one habit that I have that, you know, it's really hard to quit, which is weird because I've cut myself, you know, I growing up, I was told that I needed all these medicines for this and this and this, and I just said, I'm not taking all this crap. And I've been fine, you know, without it. You know, don't ask Melissa. She would say otherwise. But anyway, it's just, I don't know. I'm definitely going to get up with you, and we're going to talk more in private about it.
Okay. Hey, I do want to let the people in the chat room know that I'm in the chat room, but for some reason it's not letting me respond, but I wanted to say hi to everybody that was in the chat room. They're all posting hi and stuff in there.
Right, right.
But you know,
okay.
Getting back to the hypnosis, we'll talk about that. But I will tell you that it really, really does work.
I mean, I you're my friend. I love you. I trust you. So if you tell me that it's going to help, then I'll take your word that it's going to help, you know.
Yeah, I don't screw anybody over. If it didn't work, I wouldn't be out there marketing it.
Right, right. I mean, I joke around and all that. Of course, you know me by now. But, you know, in all seriousness, you know, I do take it seriously.
Well, it's very – hypnosis, I've always wanted to be able to hypnotize people. And I finally got certified. I'm a master hypnotist. And there's a lot of stuff that you can do. You can either work with people and have them cluck them like a chicken, or you could do it seriously. And I don't do it for entertainment purposes, but I will do a past life during one of my shows or galleries or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
To show people how past life regressions act during hypnosis. And they seem to really enjoy that. because
I would
it's
love
opening
to,
up doors for people to learn information about themselves.
I would love to. I mean, I know you're only 2.5 hours away, and Melissa, I don't know how you. I would love for us to like get together one time. Because I'd love to see what comes out of me during that process. You
well,
and I
I'm
have talked about this
you.
Before, Mary, and you know, I don't want to go into detail about it on here, but yeah, I would just
right.
I'd be interested to see all the things that I put out of my memory.
This lady that comes to my class, I've been doing past life on her, and she said it was really weird. She was afraid to go under. But then I said, well, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to put you under, and I'm going to show you what it feels like, because she was scared. So I started calling her by a different name, and she told me, that's not my name. I said, what's your name? And she told me. So I told her to move her hands and arms. She could not. So then she gets out of it. She goes, oh, my gosh. She said, yeah, I want you to do a past life on me. So she laid down, and I did a past life. And the best way she described it was one side of her brain was telling me this all this information about past lives, while her other side of the brain was telling her other side to shut up. Where's all this information coming from? And her subconscious was telling me everything. And then she, as a whole, saw her past wives. And she's like, she was hung in one of them. And she's like, I can't believe it. She
and
said,
you,
I saw
you, of course,
detail.
Record this, right?
Do what?
I said, you, of course, record all this, right?
I can if you want to record it, but I also put the suggestion in your mind that when you come out of hypnosis, you remember everything. And she came out and she remembered everything.
That's interesting. I mean, I can see where some people would be nervous of that, because some people really don't want to look at themselves in those lights.
They're also afraid of the hypnosis. I've had people tell me, they've tried to hypnotize me before and nothing would happen. Well, those same people I had under within 5 seconds. They go right under for me. It's who you trust also. That's a big factor in it.
Right.
So if you can trust the person, then you'll go under. Everybody could be hypnotized.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that. Oh, I don't think I can be hypnotized. I've heard a lot of people say it.
I have two, and then I was at one of my galleries, and I was doing a private one, and this lady says to me, you're not going to hypnotize me. I'll try it, but there's no way. They've tried it before. And I said, okay. Talked to her for a minute. She was under. She couldn't believe it. She'll tell you her, you know, herself that I put her right under, and she was shocked. Some people go under really easy. Sometimes you've got to sit there and talk to them so they feel comfortable. And sometimes you can leave the room and come back, and then they'll go right back under. It's very interesting the way it works. And I have hypnotized children before, as young as I think he was 7.
Do what?
I have hypnotized children before. The youngest I hypnotized was 7. I was shooting for this 5-year-old, but she was too chatty. She didn't want to sit still long enough for me to put her under.
I thought you said something about heaven. That's why I was like, what? Okay, but you
seven.
Said 7. I'm sorry.
The child was 7.
I apologize for that.
But also in my new book, Soothing Messages from Heaven, I talk about people that I've put under and their experience and what they've told me and stuff like that. So that book has a lot of past lives in that.
Well, I'm definitely I'm definitely wanting to get up with you, and I definitely want to try this. Maybe one day we could all meet somewhere maybe Midway, Tupelo or something, and spend the day together and whatnot.
Well, you guys are welcome to come up here. You can come up and join one of my meetings.
That may be something that we have to try to plan here in the future.
Okie dokie.
But
you'd be surprised at how well it works. It's very good.
Well, I mean, I've been through a lot of bad things in my life, and there is that fear there about that, about rehashing all that. But at the same time, you can't separate. There's a lot of memories that have been repressed, and I know that you can't separate. You can't repress bad memories without overlapping into some of the good ones. I mean, there's
right.
much of my
and
childhood.
That's why I will not. I will not do this over the phone.
Right.
I'm more comfortable with the person being face-to-face with me than over the phone. I get a lot of requests to do it over the phone, and I will not.
Right.
You don't
right.
know what you're going to get into. And I have this lady also wants me to train her husband, which I can do, but he wants a shortcut, and I'm not going to do that either. Hypnosis is very important that the people know how to handle it and do it right. I have mental health training in my past, so I'm qualified to be able to handle somebody if they come out crying or hysterical or whatever like that, or they get into a past life that they're not comfortable with. I can talk them through it.
Well, I mean, I'm not.
If you go up on my website, I did a past life regression on Fran, and she's in her 70s. And when I took her under, I wanted to find out about her past life. Well, she talked to me. She says, I'm 5 or somewhere around that age. And I go, who are you? And she goes, Fran. I go, huh, that's strange, okay. I want to know where you're going to, where she was going with this, because she was still in her normal life, but when she was a child. And she went back and telling me that she was afraid of the engines, and we couldn't figure out what she was, why. Why fire trucks? Because every time she would hear a fire truck, she would run behind her house. She'd be scared. Well, a little while later, she went back into a former life, and she was killed by an Indian, So now she knows the correlation between the fire truck and why she's so scared of them. She was killed by an Indian in another life.
Well, what does that have to do with a fire truck? That's what I'm not understanding.
Indian.
Oh,
you call
just
a fire truck
the word.
Indian.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They're both the same.
It's weird that there's that association.
And exactly. So now, at 70-some years old, she finally found out why she's allergic. Allergic. Listen to me. Why she's hysterical when she was smaller with fire engines.
So it's basically... Yeah, I'm there. I'm listening. So it's basically a play on words kind of association type thing that the brain does on a subconscious level.
Uh-huh. Yes, and you have to remember, your subconscious knows everything. It knows everything. It knows who you were in the past, what you did, and all that.
We definitely got to get together. This got me really, because I've had some really vivid, I don't know if you'd even call them flashbacks, but almost dreamlike sequences that, we'll talk, I don't want to get into it right now, but we'll talk more about it. Some really, really vivid things in certain time periods, if you will, just kind of resonate with me a lot deeper than other time periods. So it'd be interesting to see why and the correlation.
There's always an answer to to a question, and like I tell my kids and I tell my students, what is the most stupidest question? The one not asked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got
so,
some. I don't mean to cut it off. I know we could probably go on talking all night, but we got some callers on hold. If you're ready, we can go ahead and start taking.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
Okay. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Hello, you're on the air. Okay. Hello? I guess that one didn't want to answer, and the second one we had hung up. You know, a lot of times we get people that call in just to listen to the show, and the screen that I'm looking at, it doesn't decipher who's just to listen to the show and, you know, who's actually calling in to speak to the host. So, anyway, that being said, we can continue our conversation, I guess.
Well, hypnosis is very simple to do, and it's very easy when you let yourself relax and calm down and don't be nervous. And it can answer a lot of questions from a previous life or even something that you may have happened to you, you know, when you were younger and you want to get to the bottom of it.
Right, right. Melissa, wake up.
But Melissa, as for your one-year-old, I'd wait a couple of years and then, you know, bring her up and then we'll do her. We'll give some answers for her.
Yeah, we definitely have to plan a get together here soon. I mean, I'm game for it. I would love to. What do you say, Melissa?
Oh, I would love to also. I'd really love to.
Hey,
so,
Brian, yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
Actually, you've probably seen it on my web, on my Facebook. Melissa, are you on my Facebook?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Well, you probably see it too. Do you guys know the difference between a psychic and a medium?
No.
Do you know not all psychics are mediums and not all mediums are psychics?
Okay, did I introduce you wrong?
No, I am a psychic medium.
Okay, all right, that's
okay,
what I wanted to make sure about.
Right, a psychic can tell the future. A medium can talk to people who've passed over. I can do both. But there are some people that cannot do both. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people will go to a medium wanting to know their future, and they waste their money because the medium can't tell them, and vice versa. Some people go to a psychic wanting medium, but no, I am both. So you didn't make a boo-boo, Brian.
All right. I didn't think so. I know you well enough to know if I did, you'd probably told me straight out.
Yeah. No, I'm a little bit of everything. Have you ever heard that song, a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit country?
Yep.
Forget it. You're too young.
No, I'm not. I know that song, but I really didn't want to give away my age like that.
Hey, I gave my age away. Well,
yeah,
thank you, Piper. She put my website up on the chat room. Everybody can go check me out.
Well, we have some more callers calling in, and we'll go ahead and guys, remember this: the show says 2 hours. Okay, that's for on air. If the 2 hours runs out, and we're still in the middle of heated discussions or debate, what it does is it automatically reverts over to where it's recording it. So you'll be able to finish listening to that on the actual website itself. It'll cut it off the air, so it won't be live, but you will be able to go back and you know, listen to it in its entirety on the website. So we're going to go ahead and take a caller. Hello, you're on the air. This is Brian. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name's Kara.
Kara?
Yes.
Hi, Kara. You're on the air with
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for calling in. You're on the air with myself, my co-host Melissa, and, of course, Mary Barrett. Did you have a question for Mary?
I do. I just wanted to know if there's any good things coming in my future, I guess.
Can I ask you where you're located and your age?
Yeah, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I just turned 29.
Okay, hey, I grew up in Pennsylvania, too.
cool.
I get you have had, or you're about to have, some slaps in the face, meaning that somebody is backstabbing you, not talking very well, and you're going to feel like you've been slapped in the face. I feel things will start getting better for you, especially around June. I'm seeing May, June, July here. More May, more June than July.
Okay.
So I'd be careful of that backstabber because I don't, you know, I kind of feel like it's a female and a male backstabber.
That's kind of exactly what's going on right now at work. There's a female and a male employees that are, I don't know, trying to gang up on me, and I don't know. They're just talking stuff about me.
Yeah, I get you just need to stay away from them because they're trouble, and it's going to get better for you. It's going to get better for you. I feel like there may be another job opportunity for you also.
Yay. That's awesome.
Just ignore them the best you can. Throw the negativity back out into the universe and do your job, but I do feel like things are going to get better around May, June for you.
Awesome. Do you see any love interest, or do I have a love life in my future?
As long as you take your time, yes, you will.
Well, you probably will now.
Just
after broadcasting it on air.
First relationship.
Okay, good. All righty. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kara.
You're welcome. Take care. Thanks for
calling.
All
right, thank you. Uh-huh, no problem.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was interesting. We're going to go ahead and...
It's funny, since I moved out of Pennsylvania, I get a lot of callers from Pennsylvania, especially in my area. It's like,
you
holy
know, I
wow.
I noticed that. On the last show. You need to stop getting all your family people to call in. No, I'm joking.
Right. They kind of stay away from me.
Hey, I can totally relate to that. Of course, you know that because you're psychic.
Yeah, but you know, it's ridiculous. I've had people, as soon as they find out I'm a psychic medium, they will close their face, put their arm over their face or something. Don't look at me. It's ridiculous because I don't read anybody without their permission unless I have an urgent message. Then I'll ask if I can give them that message.
Yeah, it just goes to show the level of, for lack of a better word, ignorance surrounding the psychic, you know, the whole concept.
I have to laugh. Piper Lee's in the chat room. She goes, there's a difference between a mind reader and a psychic. That's true.
Melissa, you still awake?
I'm still awake.
I got to check on her. All right, we're going to go ahead and go with this other caller. Hello, you're on the air. Who's speaking?
Hi,
hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Hi, this is Chris. Hello?
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Chris.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm Brian. You're on the air with Melissa, my co-host, and Mary Barrett. Do you have a question for Mary?
Yes, I was just wondering if you see any drastic positive changes heading towards me in my future.
Melissa, Chris, can you tell me your age and where you're located?
I'm from Greensburg, Pennsylvania, and I'm 30.
I feel jumping beans all around you. Are you hyper?
I'm not. My son is.
Okay. Because it feels like, you know the old saying, you've got ants in your pants? That's what I'm feeling. And kind of like jumping beans going back and forth. How old is your son?
He's 2.
Okay. That's a cute age. I'm getting that there are going to be changes for you. I feel they're slowing coming. I do feel you're going to have a tussle with your son and his energy. I also feel that your son has got a lot of knowledge in him. And don't be so fast to put him on medication as he gets older. He will have to have some release of that energy, and that's not all ADHD energy with him. I feel, and I'm really getting strong on him, is that the energy that's in him, if he goes ahead and puts it towards knowledge and playthings, that's where his energy's got to go. Does that make sense to you?
Very much, yes.
Yeah, because he's got all kids, everybody's born with the intuitive. But with him, I feel that it's locked up inside him like in a safe, and it's trying to bust to come out, and that's where he can't fit. He's got to get out there. And, you know, I told my daughter that my grandson was ADHD and he had to go on some medicine when he was about 4, and that was the case with my grandson. With your son, I don't feel that's the case. I feel like he needs an outlet. And his outlet's not going to be medicine. His outlet is going to be somebody that can understand. And he's like an empath. He's going to feel. And when he goes out in front of people, like at Walmart or to a mall, I don't know if you noticed this or not with your son yet, but when he's out there, I can feel his energy busting. He wants to get out, and he wants to go running around. And I know that's normal with a lot of kids, but with him, he's picking up everybody's energy. So basically, I'm telling you, your son's an empath, and he's got a lot of everybody else's emotion that's coming. And if you notice people that are out there, that if they seem really excited, your son gets excited. When they're sad, he gets sad. Even people he doesn't know.
So
and
he's
he
more...
really doesn't know how to handle this. But as he gets older, you're going to have to help him get there.
Okay.
So he's more of an empath.
I feel that he right now is picking up a lot of people's energies, and that is why I'm feeling the ants in the pants, but the jumping beans. I'm feeling jumping beans.
I can totally relate to that because I'm the same way. Well, you and I have talked about this before. I can't go into places with a lot of people because of that very reason right there. You know, you pick up everything, and I'm still in the process myself of learning how to decipher everything and only allow what I want in, if that makes sense.
Yes. And Chris.
Yes.
With him, you know, I don't know how far you want to go with this with him, but I would not block. I would let him go on his own and help him, guide him, because that's what you're here for. Do not try to stifle that, because that, let him know that he can talk to you about things happening, because as he gets older, he's going to have a lot of stuff coming out, and a lot of things that he's going to have to talk to you about it. I would caution who he talks to about it, but let it be a room in your home where he has free will to talk to you in the whole house or just room or wherever, and let him spill it. But if you try to hold him back, that's going to end up hurting him in the long run. If you, and I'm not a doctor, so I'm not saying do not put him on medicine, but I will say the medicine's liable to suppress him also.
Well, it's interesting you say that because when my son, he's 19 now, but when he was little, the doctors basically tried to say the same thing about him. So I went and I put him on, the ADHD medicine, the Ritalin and everything. And Melissa, you know this because I've talked to you about this before. He was so out of it on us that all he would do was stare at the wall and play with his hair. You know, and I saw this and I'm like, you know what? No, I'm not going to have my kid zombified. And so, you know, I took it off. I took him off of it, and he was perfectly fine. And, you know, I did a lot of research on it, and that seems to be the – I mean, doctors now, you got to realize that how much money the whole drug institute makes. You know, and these doctors are basically working for the drug institute. So, you know, they're quick to always prescribe something. They're quick to diagnose something. You know, and all this doctor did was just look at my kid. You know, there wasn't any kind of extensive testing or anything like that. So, I mean, you really got to be careful because sometimes the medicine is worse than what's actually going on.
Now, I will say that people who work at doing this, usually you will find that a lot of them are on anxiety medicine, me included, because I would pick up so much from other people that I would be bent over trying to breathe. And finally, I just went to the doctor and I got anxiety medicine for it. And now I go out and, you know, it doesn't really affect me. And I can read all the time, and I don't have a problem. But anxiety is one thing that comes with this type of job. But, Chris, I think your son's going to be very, very good at this. So now as you're, you know, you as his mother, you're going to have to decide and make some decisions here. She hang up or is she here?
Yeah,
she's...
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. So you're going to have to make some decisions. Now, remember, I'm not telling you not to put him on medicine, but I'm telling you I feel that he's an empath and that, you know, just watch his moods when you're out. Watch his moods when you're in the house or around your family. Just watch how he acts. And as he gets older and he starts talking to you, he can tell you who's there, who he's seeing, what he's feeling. Just don't brush them aside.
Okay. Well, that explains a lot. Okay.
I'm just suggesting, I have three books out there, and one chapter has my grandson. He's been doing it since he's been two. And there's a whole chapter about him in there and when it started when he was 2 years old and all. If you're interested, you can find them on my website or you can go to Amazon and look them up. But they describe what it's like to be a psychic and then what my grandkids have done and stuff like that. It may help you out a little bit too.
Okay, I'll certainly look that up.
All right, well, thank you. I'm glad we were able to help you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling.
Chris,
you have a good night.
If you have any questions, you can get me on Facebook or you can go to my website.
Okay, much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank
have a good
you.
Night, Chris.
Bye-bye.
You too.
All right, we'll go ahead and take another caller. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello? That was that same caller. I was just trying to see if they might have gotten brave and wanted to talk at this time. All right, we got another one.
I have a request here. I have a request.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Regina, she's in the chat room.
Right.
I would like her to call in if she'll call in.
Are you picking something up as far as?
I want to tell her.
Okay, Regina, call in. The number is 323-580-5703. And anyone, you know, listening, you know, if you want to call in, go ahead and call in. And, you know, if you've got something you want to get off your chest or get some assistance with from Mary, you just go ahead and call in. I'm sure we'll be able to do our best to try to resolve that.
All right, she's calling in. She said she will. So.
Hello, caller, you're on the air. Who's speaking? Hello? Hello, you're on the air.
This is the beef.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
In my dream, glad I didn't get shot. That's still funny. I go back in that room and then go out and get back and shut down already. I go back again in that room. Not really.
I'm not understanding what you said. Okay, that caller just dropped, so I don't know. Maybe someone was trying to call into the Hispanic 900 line. I don't know what that was. Did you guys even understand that language?
I didn't understand either.
I was trying to make it out. At first, I thought it was Hispanic, but it didn't quite sound like that. So I have no idea.
Oh, but, they'll call back if they want to call. I think they had a bad connection. But you can learn a lot from children if people would listen. And I've got to laugh because my one daughter had an imaginary friend that she called the blue teacher. And I'm still trying to figure out who the blue teacher was.
Well, I agree.
They can give you a lot of information.
I mean, you know, I raised my son, you know, since he was two. Pretty much on my own, and then now, you know, I'm always here with my daughter, and she's four. She just turned four, and you know, me personally, I think I'd rather be around children more than adults, because they're honest, you know, and their love is unconditional. They're not trying to, for the most part, get anything out of you, if that makes sense.
Right.
It's just a little bit more genuine. We have a caller on. I'm gonna go ahead and take it this time. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Mary. My name is Fran.
I love you, Fran. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing okay, and this is my buddy, Fran. She is the lady that I was telling you about before that I did the past life regression on with the Indian Brian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I have a question. A very dear friend of mine has just recently received some bad health news, and
I won't go there, Fran. You know me better than that.
I just wonder if you don't think you can give a prognosis or give us any you're not into that,
Fran. You know I won't do that.
Oh, you can't do that. Well, no, I'm not.
Oh, I
can't
do that. I won't do that, but I'll tell you
what. Oh, you won't do that.
You can ask any other questions.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What?
No, go ahead, Fran.
Well, I was just asking. I mean, I'm just concerned about him. You know, he has He is working, you know, at our golf course and has run our pro shop for 50 years, and I'm just concerned about him, and I just love him so much, and he is just part of our establishment, and I just worry so about him, and I just wanted to, I was just hoping that we could have him around a while, and I was just hoping maybe you had some things to say, you know, and, that was all.
Yeah, but you know,
that
I
was
don't
all.
Do help.
You know, I didn't know that you didn't do that.
Okay, we had an event at your place, and I said I didn't do health there, but no,
oh,
I do health. It's too much reliability.
Oh, I understand that. I understand that. Yeah, I understand. Well, you know, it was a long shot. I thought maybe you could. I mean, I just feel so bad, and I just think, oh my, I just want some hope.
Yeah, I know.
And
a lot
of
people. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Well, hey, friend, to change the subject here a second, why don't you tell Brian and Melissa in the audience what you thought of your past life regression that we did on you?
Oh, my goodness. It was so exciting. I can't believe how exciting it was. I went back to my childhood when I was 6 years old down on actually I owned the golf course, the country club in Chickasha, Oklahoma, and it's now Cottonwood Creek Golf Course, but I went down to where I lived in 9th Street at 6 years old, and then next thing I know she takes me back, and all of a sudden I'm a 20-year-old Indian boy on a horse. And she asked me how I died, and suddenly I think I was shot off my horse. I don't know. I suddenly fell from my horse, and I really believe I was shot off my horse. And I can't believe that. I was in Oklahoma. I know that I was in Oklahoma, where I am now, where I've always been. But I believe that I lived. I couldn't relate to her the year, but I believe it was during the years when the Indians were shot out by the cavalry or whatever was happening during those days, or the settlers, and it appeared to be that way, and it was very exciting. Who would ever?
Wow.
I just would never have thought of myself as a 20-year-old Indian boy.
That just proves that it's not as easy as women think to be a man.
I know.
Brian,
I really don't look like a boy.
So y'all think it's easy to be a man? That women have it so rough.
Yeah, it was amazing. And it's certainly worthwhile for Mary to come, and you would be surprised. It is just amazing. It is just a wonderful evening. It's fun-filled. It is so amazing to watch her work, and the things that happen are just mind-boggling. And I'm anxious to see her again. I'm in Oklahoma, like I said, in Chickasha, Oklahoma. And I hope to have her again soon.
Well,
Mary, it was so good to talk to you. I want to end this with a
very good talk. I'll be talking to you again very soon, Fran.
All right.
Thank
love you,
for
Mary.
Calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. That's the woman that you got to love. She's so great. I've only known her for not quite a year, I don't think, but she's so good. She's such a great woman.
Well, I'm definitely interested. I mean, I was interested before, but, you know, after hearing that, and, yeah, I'm even more so. Melissa, what do you think?
Hold on. I'm dealing with the 5-year-old.
Okay.
I'm waiting for Regina to call in. She said she was going to call in. I wonder if that was her.
Well,
that was a bad connection.
No, we have some callers still on hold, and you know, This is reality, guys. You know, we all have kids. Well, you know, I have kids that you'll probably hear over the show. Melissa has children that you'll probably hear over the show. And I mean, that's just reality, you guys. I'm not going to apologize for that.
Regina, what is your area code? I believe she's in Texas, but I don't know the area code.
Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Hello, you're on the air. If you can hear me, we can't hear you. All right, we're going to move along to the next one. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Mary, you can still hear me, right?
Yeah, I've got you. We might be having trouble with Blog Talk again.
Oh, God, I hope not. Caller, you're on the air. Can you hear me? I have no
idea. If there's anybody in the chat room that wants a question answered, feel free to ask.
I got one more caller we're going to try.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, who we got?
You got Ed from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Ed, how's it going, buddy?
I'm living, you know? I'm living.
I hear you.
I wish I had a better answer.
Well, Mary might have a better answer for you.
Well, before we get to that, I would like to give a little bit of an update from the last time I called.
Okay, go ahead.
It was 2 days later that I went and visited my grandparents, and I got on the computer and pulled up the podcast, and I let my grandfather listen to it. And his response was, "Son of a bitch, that's my mother." So, hey, it wasn't just me. And, you know, when he heard it, I didn't say nothing to him. I just said, "I want you to listen to it." He listened to it, and he, "Son of a bitch, that's my mother." And he said, "Well, you know what you got to do." As soon as he was done listening to it, he says, "You know what you got to do. You can't argue with her." So, went through, I did the house cleaning, if you will, and, you know, cut loose the dead weight from my friends and whatnot, you know, cut those people
right
out. And I got to tell you, it felt like getting a car lifted off of you. Yeah, you know, like you're pinned down by something. As soon as it gets lifted off, you just feel like you can jump up and run.
Well,
yeah.
And you and I are friends. You described a lot of what was going on to me in private. I'm not going to go into all that detail on the air, but, you know, I kind of know, you know, some of the things that were going on. And, you know, for you to say that now, you know, I believe you 100% on it.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, I don't want to say it's a full turnaround, but man, it's an improvement. Everything that's happened since then has been a steady. I feel like I'm going in the right direction, and I just got my confidence up enough. I'm sorry.
You are. You're going in the right direction.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah, I even got my confidence up enough that I've been an officer in the club that I've been a member of for a little over a year now. I was the first sergeant at arms for the club, and now the elections are up, and I'm up for re-election for SA, but I'm also up for vice president now, too. So I kind of got my balls up and went for it. So
that's awesome, man.
Definitely took the last call to heart, and you know, I went, and I'm sure you just heard my son. He's running all through the place like I don't know what, like a little 3-foot-tall tornado.
Hey, that's, I mean, it's the same for me. It's the same for Melissa. We can totally relate.
It's life, man. What can you do, you know?
Yeah.
Kids are kids. You got to love them. You got to love them.
Well, I mean, is there a... Aside from the update, Ed, is there anything question-wise
you know,
Mary?
Well, I kind of feel like I'm a glutton for punishment here, but I'm pretty much open to anything that anybody might have to say to me. If there's any, I know last time somebody was eager to beat my ear, and you know, if there's anybody that has words for me, I'm more than open to hear them.
No, I'm getting basically that you're on the right track. Keep going. There's a guy here that's telling me for you to keep your nose to the grindstone. There's a woman here. She's also saying that, see, I told you so. And for you to keep doing what you're doing, they're proud of you. But I told you so. That's a woman. I told you so. I feel like things are really lifting with you. I do feel things are going in the right direction. And just keep going in that direction. There seems to be, she's showing me a female that's going to try to pull you back down again. You need to go forward and tell her to go to Blazes. And I'm being nice compared to what she's saying.
Okay.
But that's it. Just keep going forward. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Just processing things, you know. Just...
Who drinks the beer?
What's that?
Who drinks the beer?
Who drinks a beer? Mm.
They're showing me putting salt in a beer.
Okay.
And they're all saying that they're showing me they're putting an egg in the beer, too.
Yeah, okay. Yep. There's only one person in my family that I know of that had ever done that. And that's one of those things that it's a weird thing. And like I said, only one person I know of in my family. I don't think I've ever seen anyone outside of my family do that. So.
Yeah, that's your confirmation they're telling me.
I think I've got a couple things of his, too, so.
Oof. Keep showing me that egg in the
mail. Yeah, that's the reaction most people have.
Well, I'm also from Pennsylvania, so I've seen the egg yolks and the beer and the salt and all that other good stuff, too. But this guy is just like, yum. Kind of rubbing it in, but okay.
It's as much that he knows you don't enjoy it.
He's got a good sense of humor.
That's like you said, that's the confirmation. That's definitely I have another question.
Okay. I'm seeing a CB.
Okay.
It's like this guy's talking over a CB.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
The CB could be maybe a couple people.
Because I'm getting him holding it and saying handle and then hot mama.
Any truckers in your family?
Yeah, a few actually, and most are dead now, yeah. So, but I am at a loss because I don't recall any of their handles or anything offhand. I would have to confer with somebody else on who exactly it might be.
I don't think that's his handle. He's just telling me, handle, and he's got the mic in his hand, and he goes, hot mama. Did you guys just pick up females using the CB?
Well, I know
okay.
that a couple of them would. The one that I'm thinking of that it might be had a specific term that he would, a phrase, if you will, that he, you know, whenever he was going out to do that, to get on the CB and find a woman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was the,
you know that they're all there.
The CB was eHarmony.com back in the day.
Yeah. Oh,
but that's
wow.
Pretty awesome, man. I appreciate you calling in, Ed. And I mean, you know, I mean, anytime you need me, just hit me up. You know.
Will do. And you know, I gotta say, I hate to say that I haven't actually had my own phone for a while. I've been running with a loaner, so I don't have most of my, you know, contacts and all that, but I do got to give you a call outside of here sometime soon, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, just hit me up on Facebook, man. You know, I can call you or whatever it works.
Cool, cool. Well, just, thank you guys again, you know, for another little shot in the ass, a little boost.
Well, hey, again, hey, you might find out days from now what exactly all that means. You know, if you do,
yeah,
definitely
let
me know
what it means.
I'll keep you guys posted for, you know, anything that, like, if I have anything prop up that kind of signals a, you know, connection here, I can pass it along. And the CB thing.
They're trying to tell you to watch the clock, too.
Watch the clock.
Yeah, tick-tock. Okay.
Alrighty.
All right, brother. I appreciate you calling.
Hey, no problem. Thank you guys again, and Mary, thank you again. You guys take
hey,
care. Have a good night.
Thanks for the confirmation.
I'll talk to you soon, Ed.
All right, brother.
All right.
Bye.
Later.
It's always good to hear that your point on.
Well, he. I mean, after. The last time you were on the show, he called in. You had gave him the reading. He contacted me, and his wife contacted me in a couple of days after that. And they were telling me, and they're like, holy crap, you know. And I was, in fact, I believe I hit you up and messaged you about it. But, yeah, and they're not the only ones. I've had other people who had called into the show contact me and say, or even on the show, they would say, man, holy cow, I don't know how you know that.
Well, he's going to get hit in between the eyes in the middle of the night on one thing I told him. I don't know what it is, but that's
yeah.
What this guy is telling me. So.
Yeah, and you're still not getting anything on me or Melissa?
Not right now. I got to get a hold of Regina. I have a message for her.
All right, I think I have her on the air. Let me click over. Hey, Regina.
Hey there.
You're there?
Hi, Regina.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Brian. Hi, Melissa.
Hey.
Hey, Regina, I know you do what I do, too, but I just want to tell you that I have a message from a lady here that and a guy. They're coming in pairs tonight. They're both telling me that you're going in the right direction. You've got shit on in the past, but you're going to go forward. You're going to make a name for yourself. Go straight forward. Do not be dependent on anybody because you can do it yourself, and that's what you need to do. You need to go forward. They're also showing me a book that I don't know if you're gathering information, writing a book or what, but they said make sure that you keep notes of everything and just keep going. And for some reason, I feel like you're going out towards the west because they show me you walking out towards the west.
Oh, wow. Like moving that way?
What?
Like moving that way or traveling or?
I just see you walking. walking from Texas out to the west. They're telling me that keep doing, don't attach yourself with anybody. Just keep going the way you're going. You got screwed. I don't know what any of this means, so I'm just telling you.
You're spot on, Mary. You're spot on.
That you just need to keep going forward on yourself. Don't have any entanglements. Go forward. Do it yourself. Start your own little group. But do for you and the hell with everybody else.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for that. I really needed that.
Well, that was desperate to get to you. That's why I was hoping that you would call in, you know, because that message definitely had to get to you. Because it seems like you've kind of gone through torment to find out if what you were doing is right or wrong. You felt betrayed. You didn't know which way to go. And they're also saying that there's somebody that wants you to go with them and for you to think before you do, and it might be coming up. Think, but basically depend on yourself and go forward because people are trying to stifle you.
That makes sense.
And that they've been trying to do that for a while, kind of like trying to ride your coattails, mainly, sort of.
Makes a lot of sense. It definitely does.
The credit and give you none, where you deserve the credit. This is what they're telling me.
Well, everything you've said is right on, Mary. It really is. And I as well as I do, for us, it's hard to see things for ourselves. Well, hardly ever happens, you know. So when someone, one of my peers, gives me information, I take it to heart because I know that that's what I would do if I was in the same, you know, circumstance, because we just don't get information for ourselves very often, you know, maybe in a dream, you know, or something like that. But you're definitely right on with everything. So I appreciate that. And
well, they're sending a hug and a kiss, and they're telling me to tell you to start writing.
Well, thank you. I needed that push. I did. It's something that I've been wanting to do, and my husband's been, I think in his mind, he's just kind of wanted me to do that. He knows that I need to do that, and I've been procrastinating. So I will venture into that direction. So thank you. Thank you so much. And,
you're welcome. And let me just tell you something. No matter what you do, there's always going to be somebody who's either jealous or somebody who just wants to talk bad. Don't pay attention. Don't let them get you down. Just keep walking.
Thank you. Thank you. I really do appreciate it. I do. And
wish
I do. I really do. And I wish you all the best and with your books and everything, Mary. You're doing great. You're doing really good.
Thank you.
With everything. Well, Brian,
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You for having me on your show for a minute so I could get my message.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it, and I'll be listening in on your shows. I guess I never realized that you had, I've been so busy that you had a show. We talk on Facebook every now and again.
Right.
And just didn't realize that you had a weekly show. So
yep, every,
I'll be tuning
every
in.
If that's all what right. You want to call it.
Well,
Brian, she's also a psychic medium, so you might want to bring her on the show too.
Yeah, we had talked a while back, and I'll be honest with you, I completely forgot that we had talked about that and that you had mentioned all that to me, and I apologize for that. You know, like
no,
I said,
no big.
So
well, everything happens
show,
for a
so
reason.
Control chaos.
Yeah, everything happens. It works its way, you know, for whatever reasons, you know, works its way around. But yeah, get a hold of me anytime. I'm usually free in the evening. So yeah, just get with me, and I'll be listening in on your shows too. I may call in again sometime.
Oh, definitely. We'll schedule you to be a guest. I mean, if you if you feel like it, if you can actually do readings in that way.
Sure. Yeah, just get with me. Just get with me on Facebook or whatever, or you have my phone number now on there on the queue, I'm sure. You can just call me or message me on Facebook. So, but I sure do appreciate my message because I needed it. It really pertains to what's going on right now in my life. So,
good.
I really appreciate it. Well, thank you for everything, and I'm sure I'll be talking to all of you soon.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks
we appreciate you calling, Regina.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Man, that was such a pull. I had to get that message to her. That was important.
No, I mean, I understand. I mean, you're part of our team, too, so, you know.
I know. It's just that when the message comes to me very strong, that person needs to hear the message, and that had to get to her. So I'm glad that she related to all that.
Melissa, are you still with us?
And it wasn't a surprise.
I am still with you.
Melissa's,
I have a question.
Melissa's
for
feeling
Mary.
Sleepy.
Yes, I'm very sleepy. I've noticed you've been having a lot of problems with Facebook recently.
Yeah.
Do you want to ad lib on that a little bit?
Well, the first time I had a really bad problem with them is that I had hooked up with my cousin that I haven't seen in a while, and I requested her to be a friend, and as soon as I sent it to her, she accepted. Well, Facebook said I didn't know her, so they put me in their jail, so-called jail, for 30 days, that I cannot message anybody who is not already on my friends list. I cannot request anybody to be a friend. Well, as soon as I got out of jail, I requested this woman and her daughter, who is in my group meeting. Well, the mother accepted right away. They put me back in jail again, told me I didn't know the people. And if I didn't watch my behavior, they were going to permanently stop me from being able to request people to come on my page.
I don't understand. I thought that was the whole purpose of Facebook, was to reach out to people and invite
well,
them to be
your friend.
Well,
from what I just read with Facebook, you're not going to be able to go on Facebook anymore with your computer. You're going to have to go through an app on your phone to get to Facebook, if I read that right.
That's funny because something went different with my Facebook today on my phone. It's completely different. I mean, it's completely different app from what it was. It's much more complex, I guess. And Melissa, I'll show it to you next time we get together. Everything is down on the bottom. I've got status photo check-in on the bottom where it used to be all up top. And the banner up top is completely different. I really don't like it. And I tried to uninstall and reinstall, thinking that maybe something I clicked on might have changed it or something, but no, even in the Google Play Store, it's like that. So I guess they changed it or updated it or something.
Well, in my opinion, they're becoming.
And maybe I'm the one behind. I mean, maybe everyone else is this way, and I'm just catching up now. So I don't know. You know?
No, I'm not. I'm the old way. But they're too controlling, and I can't wait for somebody else to come along and knock them off their little throne. But they did call me on the phone about 2 months ago wanting me to advertise with them. They said I was one of five that they picked of psychic mediums in the whole world here. And they wanted me to pay them $300 a month to advertise with them. And I told them no. And ever since then, I've been having problems. But I'm not the only one, because I'm hearing a lot of people are having problems and getting put in their so-called jail.
Huh.
It's ridiculous.
You know, I see you post that whole jail.
You
gotta stop looking at Facebook porn, Mary. I'm sorry. It's just...
Well, it's really rude when somebody like inboxes you and you can't answer them back. That's really rude. And what really makes me so upset with Facebook is I get all these guys hitting on me, and it should go in my other box for people that I don't know. It comes right into my private box. And
oh, my God. Girlfriend, I have the same problem.
Yeah. So why are they allowed to come in and do all this crap? So anymore, I just spam them.
Ain't nobody got time for that, girlfriend. I'm telling you, I got the same problem. All these guys want to hit me up. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. But, hell, I don't care if I get anybody hit me up.
Do we have to have a little talk after the show's over.
Why? Am I in trouble? Am I in jail?
No, we just have to talk about the thumbs.
The thumbs? The thumbs.
It, never mind, Brian. It went over your head. You're still listening.
Is that some kind of psychic code?
Well, let's see. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my God. I just caught on to what you were saying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anybody's on my Facebook, they can go read the joke about the men and the thumbs.
Oh,
Brian,
I know you didn't just direct them there. You just directed all our listeners there. God. Oh.
Hey.
I don't even know if I should address that on the air.
No.
Okay.
But it's funny. Brian's funny, people. When you get to know him, he's funny.
Oh, I thought I was funny without anyone knowing me. What the hell? Come on. Shut up, Melissa.
Yeah, I'm getting a message for you telling me to tell you to shut up your arse.
Me?
Yeah!
From who? From who?
I get you no good, buddy.
Oh, my God. You know what? It's so weird because another psychic told me that exact same thing. And that was way back when I first started the show. And it was a totally different psychic. And I still haven't fully locked down who this person is. I mean, I got some ideas, but I haven't fully locked down. Can you give me some more details?
To me, he looks like a biker.
Do what?
To me, he looks like a biker.
That's what she said, too, but I really didn't know too many bikers. I mean, not that I was really close to.
Well, you know what? Just because they dress like a biker and have the biker mentality doesn't mean they're a biker. And this is him because he's giving me a thumbs up. And
what?
He's saying convoy. So maybe a trucker also.
I really have no idea, Mary. And I told the other psychic the same thing. I have no idea.
You will. Think about it.
I mean, there's only one person that comes to mind. I mean, he wasn't a biker. He was kind of a hippie type. And I spent a lot of time when I was about 15, I would go to his house, and, you know, he would kind of, him and his wife would kind of let me go over there and party and whatever, just to get me out of the crap that was going on.
Because I'm getting the longest hair, I'm getting pot, and I'm getting booze. And I brought him up before, the last time that we were on the show together.
Yeah, you did, too. Can I ask you a question? Can you try to find out what his first name starts with? What letter?
I don't think it's right that I got an R.
A R.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. He's telling me no. He's shaking his head no. Get off your ass where your brains are.
Oh, my God. Can you find out if his first name starts with a T?
Yeah, exactly what he's telling me?
Do what?
Here's what he said. If you would sometimes get off your ASS, your brains are in there anymore. Get off them and you'll be able to think better.
I'll be what?
You will be able to think better. I'm getting his helm. Hey, he's just messing with you.
The only person that could come to my mind is a guy, like I said, I used to, I mean, he took me in. His name was Tom.
This is him. He's shaking his head, yes.
His last name was...
It looks like he has a beer in one hand, a cigarette in the other, but it could be a joint. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Tom House. I mean, I was...
Yes.
I felt close to him, but
I
wouldn't think that he would be attached to me unless he saw me kind of as a son. I don't know, because he never expressed that to me. You know, he just kind of like...
He's just saying hi.
Oh, okay.
He's just saying hi. It's his opportunity to say hi.
Well, hello back. Send some good stuff my way, man. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. No, it's not drugs. Send some good karma.
He's saying, get off your butt. That's where your brains are. Put your thinking cap on.
No, but he's pretty close. It's in that general vicinity, I'm sure.
Hey, there's somebody in the chat room that wants to ask a question.
Okay, I'm sorry. I clicked away for it. Let me see. Yeah, you can ask your question on there. They might not even be able to hear us.
But anyway, the guy's just acknowledging. He just wants you to know that he's there.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, of all the people, I would have never... I don't know, you know, because it was a really crazy time in my life. Like I said, I was 15, 16.
Yeah, I'm saying that you needed somebody to keep you in hand, is what he's saying.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing the whole pot thing and mm-hmm. you know, basically looking for an escape from what was going on in
mm-hmm.
my family, in my household. And, yeah, we'd hang out a lot and watch movies and, you know, me, him, his wife, his stepdaughter, his wife's. But I had kind of lost contact. Either I moved or they moved. I can't really remember which one. And several years later, this is like maybe 10 years later, I moved back to the area, met up with his wife again. They had gotten a divorce, and someone had told me that he had cancer. Not that he had died from it, but he had had cancer. And I remember he was a diabetic, really bad diabetic too, back when we used to hang out, and he used to take shots and stuff like that. So, I mean, I kind of feel bad because at the time I wasn't able to go and find him and search for him, and, you know, He was much older. I was 15, and him and his wife were 30, 31.
But, Brian, I think this is his way of just letting you know that you haven't lost touch, and he's still with you. And that's why I think he comes through for you, is because that weighs on your mind.
I can see that. I mean, there's a lot of things that weigh on my mind. You know, a lot of people that passed, things that weigh on my mind. I mean, I've got things with my grandfather that I have a lot of regrets about. I mean, of all the people, I find it funny, of all the people that would approach me or have a message for me.
I think also is that he was a steady influence for you, and that
yeah.
he's letting you know that he's still there.
Well, I mean, I'm not I'm not upset about it, or you know, I'm happy about it.
No, I know, but he's still there for you. A lot of times when people have passed over, they want people on this side to know that they're still there with them.
Well, that's awesome, man. Just, you know, help make some things happen. That's all I got to say. Don't just sit back and watch.
Let me address Amber. Amber, I do get... There is a person here, and it's kind of hard doing this since you're not here on the phone. There is a woman here, and she's telling me for you to look for the quarter. I'm seeing a quarter. It seems like it's a bed and a quarter. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but the woman says quarter. Look for the quarter. Yeah, she's not answering me, so I don't know what if she even knows what I'm talking about, but I get with her bed and a quarter, and it's a lady that's passed over. And I want to say...
As in a coin?
Yeah, it's a quarter, 25-cent piece. I do want to thank Piper Lee. She's been in here, and she's been... advertising.
Yeah, she's been great.
And Regina, you're very welcome. I'm glad that I was able to give you the confirmation and the message and the push that you needed. And Amber's not answering, so I don't know. She's kind of lost. Okay, there is the lady. Amber, can you call in at all?
I tell you what, Amber, I can call you. I can call you and get you on the show. If you post your phone number, I will call you, and I will bring you into the show.
There's a meaning between a bed.
And if you're and Amber, I think if you're Amber, I think you are. Get your husband to message me on Facebook with the number if you want to do that. I think I know. I think this is Amber. I think this is Ed's wife.
Okay.
I could be wrong, man. You know, I'm not perfect, though. I try, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, she's saying, yep, it is. Yep.
Okay, well, tell Ed to message me on Facebook, or even you, because you have me on Facebook, too, and give me the number, and I will call you, and I will be able to pull you into the show. Assuming you have a phone. I mean, Ed did say that they didn't have a phone. He was borrowing someone's.
Well, she needs to think about the corner, a quarter. She's showing me a shiny quarter and then a bed. She's pinned down at the moment. Call Ed's number, please. His loaner phone is charged.
Let me see. I don't even know if I have still his number.
Well, why doesn't Ed just call in? He just called in, didn't he?
Well, he said he was borrowing someone's. Let me see. Does it end in 2501? Let me,
Lois, are you still here?
Lamp.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you were still awake.
Barely, but I'm still here.
Poor
it's
Melissa.
Been a very
we
long
have
day.
To get her next. Yeah, we're starting to run out of time here.
Melissa's not really a night owl.
No. I used to
I'm
be,
not a morning
not
owl.
No
I hate morning. If morning
see,
can start at 12,
me up
I'm too
all right, I think we have Amber online. Yeah, this is Amber. I'm recognizing the number. Melissa is not a night owl, but when it comes to, like, an investigation or whatever, she snaps too, if you will. Of course, I also gave her energy shots.
See, my babies wake up around 6 in the morning almost every single morning. So when they go to sleep, it's like I'm ready to go to sleep.
I hear
you. Is Amber here? I'm here.
Amber, are you there? Yeah, she's there.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, Amber, the message for you is I'm telling you to look for the shiny quarter, the 25-cent piece. And then she's also telling me something about a pink or a light pink, almost white with a pink tint comforter quilt. It's like, it's the old-fashioned one. It's not crochet, but it kind of looks like it could be and have like little bubbles on it.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I can picture, but I have no clue what it is.
Okay. To me, it feels like a grandmother. And she told me it was over the bed.
All right.
She's also telling me, look down, find the shiny quarter.
Huh. Well, I will look for a shiny quarter, but I don't have any quilt.
No, you don't have it.
Okay.
She used to have it on her bed.
My grandmother is still alive, and she does have a quilt on her bed.
This might be her mother, then. This lady is a grandmother, is what I'm getting.
Okay.
And I'm getting it's like a bedspread. That's over the bed. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Does your grandmother have that?
Yes, she does.
Okay. So this lady is acknowledging that. So that's meaning she's giving you confirmation that she's here. And she's also telling me to tell you, again, look for the shiny quarter.
All right.
That could be her letting you know money's coming to you, too. And they also, have you ever heard the song or the saying, Pennies from Heaven?
Yeah.
Do you ever find quarters at your feet?
I find a lot of pennies. Not that many quarters, but I do find quarters.
Okay. That's her telling you, look for the shiny quarter. She's trying to tell you that she's getting your attention. That's her doing that. She's telling me that pennies are there, but quarters are worth more.
Okay.
I want to look for shiny quarters, too.
I know. I feel like going outside right now.
I need to come into some money. Why didn't my friend tell you that?
Okay, Amber. Amber, what is it about a cake? Birthday cake, some cakes? Have you had a birthday recently, or your mom, or grandmother?
My sister.
She's acknowledging a birthday.
Yeah, my
or
sister.
Or something that
sister.
Happened with cake.
Yeah, both my sisters. They're a week apart.
Okay. She's, I'm seeing, like, possibly white icing. Because it's a cake. She's showing me the cake for the birthdays.
Yeah,
did somebody at one time think she was senile? Because she's telling me, ha, I'm not senile.
She wasn't the most beloved grandmother of all time. She was pretty nasty, so we didn't spend much time with her.
Well, I'm getting that she's kind of skeeved off because somebody thought she was senile, and she's saying she isn't.
Yeah, we always used to say she was senile. She was a senile old lady.
Okay. And that's what she's saying, ha, see, I'm not senile.
That's funny. All right.
She's saying, watch for that shiny quarter.
I will. Definitely will.
I know that's probably not who you wanted to hear from, but that's who came through. And, you know, she's just trying to let you know that she's there.
Oh, no, I figured it was going to be her because she was pretty bossy. It's her way or the highway, so.
She's saying that you pretty much had to be. Because nobody wanted to take her seriously.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Well, all right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a good
night,
huh?
I don't know what this means, but my computer just went out of the chat room and took me to a different person. The Bunker Boys.
That's
weird.
Because the
anyway, you never know who's going to come through. And, you know, now that she opened her mind to the things that I was telling her, she realized who it was. And, you know, she just wanted to make contact with her and let them know she's not senile.
Well, the reason your computer took you out of the chat room is because we ran out of time on the show, and it went into the record mode. So that's why it took you out and brought you over to the other.
Oh, okay.
And that chat room that it brought you to is for the next broadcast on Blog Talk. So, yeah, I mean, we don't have any more callers in queue. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and just wrap. Because Melissa's probably half asleep already.
She's probably three quarters asleep.
Yeah.
Melissa, I didn't know I bored you. I mean, people tell me they're not bored by me, but I make
No.
You are not boring. It's just I have to sit here and I'm having to sit here and be quiet, you know, and still.
That's okay.
And it's
she,
that means it's time to go to sleep.
I have to be on the show tomorrow night at 10 o'clock.
She has a
animal.
Yeah, her one year old nurses, so she has to keep quiet to keep the 1 year old asleep.
Well, I will say goodnight and thank you for having me again, Brian and Alyssa, and we'll talk to you guys later, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for
okay.
being on.
Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome. Talk to you guys later. Bye bye.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and shut the show down. Thanks for coming on the air with me. And I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay.
All right.